Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It is Big Mike. Excited to get this man in studio. You might know him as one of the breakout stars from America's Got Talent a few years back, but this weekend he is at Comedy Works South. We have got Piff the Magic Dragon and Mr. Piffles. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Welcome to the Mile High City.
Very nice to be here.
How's Mr. Piffles doing?
Yeah, he's pretty good. Flew in last night.
Looking great.
Yeah, this is our second time in Denver at the Comedy Works. We were here last year, just after America's Got Talent. And then we've been away for the whole year touring, and we just celebrated our first year in Las Vegas as well.
Oh, nice.
Mr. Piffles and I have a show at the Flamingo.
Happy one-year anniversary.
Thank you. Every Monday through Wednesday. And then every week we tour, and this week we're back in Denver. We've got a brand new show for Comedy Works South. So if you came to see it last year, we've got a whole new hour of tricks this year.
Very nice. I've got to ask you this just for the timeliness of it. What does Piff the Magic Dragon dress up for Halloween?
The Grinch.
Okay.
Yeah. Or a Christmas tree.
Very fittingly.
Or the Geico Lizard. I've got many options.
Yeah. Okay. Very nice. And then didn't this all happen because didn't somebody recommend you should dress up like as Puff the Magic Dragon for, it was like a Halloween costume concert?
Sort of. It was years ago.
Not Halloween, but.
So years ago, like, I don't know, 9 years ago now, I was just a regular magician. Mm. And I used to get fired everywhere because I was too grumpy. Everyone was like, what is your problem? You're like the era of magic. So I basically needed a new job. Yeah. I went to a party in a dragon outfit because it was a costume party. I said to my sister, you got a costume to wear? She was like, yeah, I got a dragon outfit under my bed. Didn't ask any more questions. Went as a dragon. Got there, no one else is in costume. It was just me.
So then you didn't stick out at all.
No, I was like double grumpy. I was like, what the hell's going on? So I was like drinking red wine in the corner, and my friend said, you should do this in your act. You should be Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah, because you walked through the door and everybody was laughing, or?
Well, just because she knew I was a magician as well.
Yeah.
She was like, magic and dragons, perfect. So I was like, wait, I could be Piff the Magic Dragon. You might have heard of my older brother. So I did it, and suddenly all the people who were like, oh, you're too grumpy, now they're like, oh, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
Now you're just a grumpy dragon.
Is this the same outfit that was
no,
under the bed?
No, I've shed a few skins since then.
Okay, upgraded a tad.
Yeah.
We have Piff the Magic Dragon, who's going to be at Comedy Works South this weekend. You can get your tickets at comedyworks.com. You want to get those now. And when it comes to what your career and all that, you were actually in the UK before doing, you know, comedy and magic for many, many years. Do you notice a big difference between like sense of humors from people in the UK and the US, or is there a lot more similarities?
Well, like definitely the Americans love the English dry sense of humor, which helps. But, you know, I did the act in the UK for about 7 years before I moved to Las Vegas to do a show.
Yeah.
And Americans, they just have a lot more hope than the English.
Is that what
you
it
know,
is?
Everything's a lot more possible. You know, like when we did America's Got Talent, it was funny because I thought it'd be funny to get to the end and lose.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought it'd be funny to like be the loser of America's Got Talent. Whereas in America, it's all about winning.
Yeah.
And people got so angry that we lost. People were like furious. They're like, you're robbed on that show. I was like, well, that was the idea, guys.
So you actually succeeded in what you were trying to accomplish. So you are a
winner. I achieved all my goals, yeah.
So technically you were the winner out of everything.
I won on my terms, yeah.
And you know, who? When you look at those shows, America's Got Talent, American Idol, a lot of the more successful ones weren't the ones that won the overall prize sometimes, you know?
Because, you know, with the overall prize, then it comes with this, you know, you have to like then be the face of that brand and all that stuff for a while. I was like, it's going to be much better if we just do the show, go down in flames at the end. Everyone will remember it.
Yeah.
Everyone will be angry we lost and then come out and, you know, support us live and we can do our own projects. So,
exactly. Yeah. How's Vegas going?
Great. Yeah. Great. Yeah, we love Vegas. I did a show in 2011 with Penn and Teller.
Nice.
And they sort of like became like mentors and over the years, you know, we've become friends. And so I was aware of, you know, Vegas and going to see their show in Vegas and stuff. So I was like, at the time, I was like, I'd love to get a show out here and be based here permanently. And then it, you know, 5 years later, it ended up happening.
What brought you out to the U.S. initially? Was it your work?
Yeah, I was doing a show in Australia, and this guy came to the show and he said, we're doing a show in Vegas and I want you to be a part of it. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Because, you know, people were like, say crazy things all the time. And then my agent, I had a meeting with them in New York, and she was like, yeah, it's going to happen. And it did. You know, we went out, did this show, signed a 10-year contract, got a green card, came to Las Vegas, and within 7 months, the show crashed and burned. It was losing like $65,000 a night or something crazy.
Yeah.
I was stranded in Vegas, but I also like loved Vegas. I loved living in America, and I was like, well, I want to stay. So I thought, well, I'll go on America's Got Talent. You know, let America get to know me. And then the crazy thing about that show is it's in everyone's house for like 3 months.
Yeah, yeah.
So they see it like every week in, week out, every day. So it just like meant that my act like it sort of like burned into everyone's mind. And also, you know, it's like I'm a magic dragon. I've got a tiny dog.
Yeah.
It's at least memorable, if not.
How did you meet Mr. Pibbles?
He's a rescue dog.
Okay.
Yes, cheaper. So we were doing a show in Scotland. In 2008, and I thought, you know what, this act needs a gimmick. So I got Mr. Piffles, the world's first magic performing chihuahua, and we've been together ever since.
I say probably the best comedy magic performing chihuahua in the world, probably.
Probably, one of the top three.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Piff the Magic Dragon in studio right now. Get those tickets at comedyworks.com. How did this all start for you? What made you want to get into it? Was it comedy first or was it magic?
I got into magic first.
Okay.
Just like, was it, like when I was at school, I used to like play cards all the time with my friends, and I like worked out how to cheat, you know, like cheat cards, and a lot of that stuff is the same as in magic tricks. So then I started doing magic tricks, and then when I went to university, I needed a little dragon cough. I needed money.
Yeah.
So I did card tricks in the bars around like the university, and then thought this is much better than what I was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just carry on doing this. And then eventually I was like, you know, because like magic is all about doing like private parties and weddings and all this stuff. It's not really show business. It's like, you know, you're on the same level as a canapé.
Right.
And people bring around the sandwiches. It's like, what would you like? Would you like a sandwich, or would you like to see 8 years of my own social loneliness? You know? People are like, I'll take a sandwich. So I was fed up at interrupting people for a living. So I was like, let's get on stage.
Now they interrupt you on stage.
Now they interrupt me on stage. Yeah.
The irony of it all.
The irony.
What's next for you, Piff?
Working on a little Piff TV special. Okay. Piff TV show. And we're just about to do 6 weeks of holiday shows in Vegas.
Oh, nice.
You know, for Thanksgiving and for Christmas as well. We've got Piffmas, Pifftacular.
I never need an extra reason to go to Vegas, but now I got to go to Vegas to check this out.
Now you got another one.
I
mean, to Vegas, yeah.
Exactly, okay. Because I mean, we got Black Hawk, a little gambling town up here, but they don't have all that. So
right, they don't have a magic dragon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank you for making time for us. Like I said, Piff the Magic Dragon is going to be at Comedy Works South this weekend. Go to comedyworks.com. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, and you never know when it's going to be a blizzard out here in Colorado, so you got to get out and enjoy it. So,
you never know.
Piff, thank you so much for making time for us. Go see Piff this weekend.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.